Hello, Sun Bonani. Welcome to the Sincerely Suns podcast. This is the 31 Days Proverbs edition. I am your host, Cindy Swa, and welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. Today is the 5th of August, which means we are on the 5th chapter of the book of Proverbs. Now, the 5th chapter is basically throughout warning us of immorality and the consequences of flirting with immorality. It advises how we should always be open to receiving instruction and as well as correction, right? And many times it's been used, or it's used rather as in a marital context, right? Communicating how husband and wife should behave in a marriage, right? But today's message is a bit on the life side of things, right? So my highlighted word for this chapter reads from chapter 5, verse 15 to 17, and it goes, "Drink water from your own cistern and running water from your own well. Should your fountains be dispersed abroad, streams of water in the streets, let them be only your own and not for strangers with you." Okay. Such a good word. So, water is a symbol of life, right? Life, purity, abundance, and connection to God. Right? The Psalm of David says, Psalm 23, it says, "He leads me in the path of still waters," right? When you go to Psalm 1, verse 3, it says, "He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruits in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." So, what this highlighted word is communicating to me is that we should be careful of how much of ourselves we give to everything and everyone else around us, be it emotionally, spiritually, or physically. We should focus on the riches in our water. And with the wisdom God has bestowed on us, we should water our surroundings. Right? And with that wisdom, you will know what is yours to water and what is not. Right? You will not be tempted to water what is out of your surroundings. Not everything that you see is for your water, that you see in need of being watered, is for your water to water it. I don't know if I hope I'm making sense, right? Not everything you see that needs to be watered should be watered by your water. And you have to remember that you're not for everyone, but you're God's. Not everyone has to experience you. And you don't have to experience everyone, right? Be kind to everyone, but not everyone needs to experience you on deeper levels where your waters run deep, right? And the danger in having your waters run everywhere is that you start to pour from an empty cup. Then when you realize that, hold on, my cup is running empty, you start drinking from other people's streams of water, not knowing what's in their waters. And then you become so thirsty, right? And that creates that codependency, right? That codependency grows and you start getting attached and obsessed with that person and their water, forgetting that it's not your water. Forgetting that you can always go back to God and say, "God, can you just give me my water? The real source, God. God is the source of your water." So be loyal to yourself. I ask that you be loyal to yourself and every God-given thing that is attached to your life. That you made a vow to grow and nurture. Be loyal to those things and you will watch just how beautiful your waters can make everything to become. Ask that we be connected today and throughout the rest of our lives, body and spirit. Be connected to God. Just as you would not want your hands in another room and your eyes in another room, right? Doesn't make sense, right? You're one body, right? your one body. So let us stay connected and present our bodies acceptable to God and allow the Spirit to dwell in us and for our cups to be filled by God. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you received this word. And may God bless you, keep you, may you experience the glory of God in everything that you do. And I will see you tomorrow.